Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. We're finalizing the book of Leviticus. We're reading through the Bible, and this is the last chapter in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27. And let's ask the Lord to anoint this chapter. This chapter has to do with showing people that God is not a democracy, that each person has a different value. No two people have the same value to the Lord. Some people, and in the Old Testament, it was the age thing. People 20 had more value than a person that was a baby. People that were 20 had more value than a person that was a teenager. People that were, say, 50 had maybe less value than somebody that was 20. And people that were 60, 70, 80, they had less value. And if they were women, they had less value than men. But in the New Testament, see, Moses was old, he was aged, he was 120 years old. And so those many are called, but few are chosen. The chosen vessels of the Lord, that doesn't apply to them at all. But there are people that have been chosen by the Lord that are worthless. They have been chosen, called and chosen by God, and given special gifts, and they don't use them, and they waste away. And so it just goes to show it all is a matter of what our position in the Lord is. And if we take the position that the Lord gives, the talents that he gives us, and we put them to use, then he'll give us more talents and more talents. It doesn't make any difference how old we are or how young. In the Old Testament, God called people that were young, very young, like Samuel and Jeremiah. But and the Lord told them not to say that they're young, because if all they need to do is give the message of the Lord, that's all you have to do, and you can be on the same par as a Jeremiah. And as long as you keep the commandments, God will back you up all the way. So, Father, quicken this message. Make it alive. Make your life-giving spirit give life into our spirit. And to show, Lord, the different levels of Christianity and those different levels of people that say they're Christians and are not. We give ourselves as gifts to the Lord, and some people give just a part of themselves. And it's better that you might as well not give anything if you just give a part of yourself to the Lord, because the Lord's commandment is that we should love him with all our heart, all the soul, all the mind, all the strength, and that we should love others more than ourselves. Prefer others before ourselves. Love our neighbor as ourselves. And so it goes. So, Father, let us learn all the lessons that are fulfilled by Jesus and the apostles in the New Testament. By Jesus, he fulfilled the entire law. And those of us that are in Christ, and Christ is in us, if we're going to get into the kingdom of heaven, we're going to fulfill the law, because the same spirit that's in us is the same spirit that was in you. And if the same spirit that was in you at the time that we die, well, God will raise us from the dead. Christ in God will raise us from the dead on the last day, and we'll be in heaven forevermore. So, Father God, let us learn that lesson well. In this service tonight, anoint every word and make it clear to everyone that hears it. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go.
Leviticus chapter 27, Redeeming Gifts Offered to the Lord. King James Version, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When a man shall make a singular vow, the person shall be for the Lord by thy estimation.
Right. So in other words, if a person makes a vow to the Lord that's like 2 years old, the Lord's going to value that person. Well, how much can a two-year-old be used? Amen? Yeah. How much? Not much. It may be worth 50 shekels or something, and then or whatever, and then somebody that's a little bit older is worth more, and so on. Okay, so keep going.
Verse 3, And thy estimation shall be of the male from 20 years old even unto 60 years old, even thy estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver
So a person 20 to 60 years old is worth 20 shekels of silver.
50.
50 shekels? Oh, okay, that's even better, right?
Right.
Okay. So then what?
50 shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary. Verse 4. And if it be a female, then thy estimation shall be 30 shekels.
So you're worth 20 shekels less if you're a woman. Amen?
Amen.
Does that bother you, you women livers? Okay, then what? Of course, in the New Testament, the Lord says that we all become one in Christ Jesus, and there's no male, no female. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, there's no bond, no free. Everybody's just the same. Amen?
Amen.
If you have the Spirit of the Lord, you still have the same advantage as anybody else. So don't feel inferior to anybody, because you're far more valuable than 50 shekels or 30 shekels. Amen?
Amen.
Because why? Because the Lord paid the biggest price in the world for us. He paid for us with His life, blood. Amen?
Amen.
And you can't measure that in shekels. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so this is just Old Testament evaluations of gifts unto the Lord. All right? You understand that? Okay, great. Then what?
Verse 5. And if it be from 5 years old, even unto 20 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 20 shekels.
That's 30 shekels less. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
And for the female, 10 shekels.
Oh. All right. Then what?
Verse 6. And if it be from a month old, even unto 5 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 5 shekels of silver. And for the female, thy estimation shall be 3 shekels of silver.
Okay. Okay, then what?
Verse 7. And if it be from 60 years old and above, if it be a male, then thy estimation shall be 15 shekels.
Well, that's quite a drop, you know. Here I am, 69 years old, be 70 in September, so I'm only worth 15 shekels. Hogwash, not anymore. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then what? Any more than the Apostle Paul. He says, I am the aged Paul. Amen?
Amen.
He was up there in years. And he was esteemed very highly. He wrote around 2/3 of the New Testament, maybe more. Okay, then what else?
And for the female, 10 shekels. Verse 8.
So if you're like 60 or older than 60, you're only worth 10 shekels, right?
Right.
But aren't you glad of Jesus because he makes us all one? But still, there's a level in spiritual Israel as well. And that all depends on how willing you are to... If you keep in all the commandments, the Lord can use you, and He'll put the value on you in relationship as to how much of yourself you surrender yourself to the Lord. All right, then what?
Verse 8. But if he be poorer than thy estimation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall value him according to his ability, that vowed shall the priest value him.
Right, so if you have great ability, in other words, you've given yourself to the Lord to where He can just use you as much as He wants, in any way that He wants, then that's great ability. But it's not your ability, but it's yours, but you just happen to be a good vessel in the hands of the Lord, a very good container, a container that contains so much of God that He can do just anything He wants with you, and you'll do it. Then what else?
Verse 9, and if it be a beast, whereof men bring an offering unto the Lord, all that any man giveth of such unto the Lord shall be holy. Verse 10, he shall not alter it, nor change it, a good for a bad, or a bad for a good. And if he shall at all change beast for beast, then it and the exchange thereof shall be holy. Verse 11, and if it be any unclean beast of which they do not offer a sacrifice unto the Lord, then he shall present the beast before the priest. Verse 12, and the priest shall value it, whether it be good or bad. As thou valuest it, who art the priest, so shall it be. Translation, verse 1 through 12. Redeeming gifts offered to the Lord. Verse 1, the Lord said to Moses, quote, verse 2, give the following instructions to the Israelites. If you make a special vow to dedicate something to the Lord by paying the value of that person, verse 3, here is the scale of values to be used. A man between the ages of 20 and 60 is valued at 50 pieces of silver. Verse 4, a woman of that age is valued at 30 pieces of silver. Verse 5, a boy between 5 and 20 is valued at 20 pieces of silver. A girl of that age is valued at 10 pieces of silver. Verse 6, a boy between the ages of 1 month and 5 years is valued at 5 pieces of silver. A girl of that age is valued at 3 pieces of silver. Verse 7, a man older than 60 is valued at 15 pieces of silver. A woman older than 60 is valued at 10 pieces of silver. Verse 8, if you desire to make such a vow, but cannot afford to pay the prescribed amount, go to the priest and he will evaluate your ability to pay. You will then pay the amount decided by the priest. Verse 9, if your vow involves giving a clean animal, one that is acceptable as an offering to the Lord, then your gift to the Lord will be considered holy. Verse 10, the animal should never be exchanged or substituted for another, neither a good animal for a bad one, nor a bad animal for a good one. But if such an exchange is in fact made, then both the original animal and the substitute will be considered holy. Verse 11, but if your vow involves an unclean animal, one that is not acceptable as an offering to the Lord,
which would be a horse, a camel, a donkey, or something like that, those are unclean to eat. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Then you must bring the animal to the priest. Verse 12, he will assess its value, and his assessment will be final. King James Version, verse 13. But if he will at all redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part thereof unto thy estimation. Verse 14, and when a man shall sanctify his house to be holy unto the Lord, then the priest shall estimate it, whether it be good or bad, as the priest shall estimate it, so shall it stand. Verse 15, and if he that sanctified it will redeem his house, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of thy estimation unto it, and it shall be his. Verse 16, and if a man shall sanctify unto the Lord some part of a field of his possession, then thy estimation shall be according to the seed thereof. An omer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. Verse 17, if he sanctify his field from the year of Jubilee, according to thy estimation it shall stand. Verse 18, but if he sanctify his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon unto him the money according to the years that remain, even unto the year of the Jubilee, and it shall be abated from thy estimation. Verse 19, and if he that sanctified the field will in any wise redeem it, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of thy estimation unto it, and it shall be assured to him. Verse 20, and if he will not redeem the field, or if he have sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed any more. Verse 21, but the field, when it goeth out in the Jubilee, shall be holy unto the Lord, as a field devoted, the possession thereof shall be the priest's. Verse 22, and if a man sanctify unto the Lord a field which he hath bought, which is not of the fields of his possession, verse 23, then the priest shall reckon unto him the worth of thy estimation, even unto the year of the Jubilee, and he shall give thine estimation in that day as a holy thing unto the Lord. Translation, verse 13 through 23. Verse 13, if you want to redeem the animal, you must pay the value set by the priest, plus 20%. Verse 14, if you dedicate an house to the Lord, the priest must come to assess its value. The priest's assessment will be final. Verse 15, if you wish to redeem the house, you must pay the value set by the priest, plus 20%. Then the house will again belong to you. Verse 16, if you dedicate to the Lord a piece of your ancestral property, its value will be assessed by the amount of seed required to plant it. 50 pieces of silver for an area that produces 5 bushels of barley seed. Verse 17. If the field is dedicated to the Lord in the year of Jubilee, then the entire assessment will apply. Verse 18. But if the field is dedicated after the year of Jubilee, the priest must assess the land's value in proportion to the years left until the next year of Jubilee. Verse 19. If you decide to redeem the dedicated field, you must pay the land's value as assessed by the priest, plus 20%. Then the field will again belong to you. Verse 20. But if you decide not to redeem the field, or if the field is sold to someone else by the priest, it can never be redeemed. Verse 21. When the field is released in the year of Jubilee, it will be holy, a field specially set apart for the Lord. It will become the property of the priest. Verse 22. If you dedicate to the Lord a field that you have purchased, which is not part of your ancestral property, verse 23. The priest must assess its value based on the years until the next year of Jubilee. You must then give the assessed value of the land as a sacred donation to the Lord. King James Version, verse 24. In the year of the Jubilee, the field shall return unto him of whom it was bought, even to him to whom the possession of the land did belong. Verse 25. And all thy estimations shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary. 20 gerahs shall be the shekel. Verse 26. Only the firstling of the beasts, which should be the Lord's firstling, no man shall sanctify it. Whether it be ox or sheep, it is the Lord's. Verse 27. And if it be of an unclean beast, then he shall redeem it according to thine estimation, and shall add a fifth part of it thereto. Or if it be not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to thy estimation. Verse 28. Notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote unto the Lord of all that he hath, both of man and beast, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy unto the Lord. Verse 29. None devoted which shall be devoted of men shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. Verse 30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Verse 31. And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. Verse 32. And concerning the tithe of the herd, or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. Verse 33. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. Verse 34. These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. Translation, verse 24 through 34. In the year of Jubilee, the field will be released to the original owner, from whom you purchased it. All the value assessments must be measured in terms of the standard sanctuary shekel. Verse 26. You may not dedicate to the Lord the firstborn of your cattle or your sheep, because the firstborn of these animals already belongs to the Lord.
Yeah, no, the shekel fluctuates in value from year to year depending on the war that's going on. I know that when I was in Israel, that one day a refrigerator could cost $250, and then the value of the shekel would go down the next day. The refrigerator would be worth $350 or $450, be a $100 hike on it, or $200 even, because there's like a new resurgence of war, and they need the money for the war effort. And people really don't mind it over there because of the fact that they want to back the war effort. They want to preserve and protect Israel. And so people are very jovial about taxes there because it's primarily for the war effort. It isn't for, you know, finding out the sex habits of a horny toad like we do over here in the United States. or, you know, if they can breed a camel with an ox or something. Everything over here is like bizarre lunacy. Okay, then what else?
Verse 27. However, if it is the firstborn of a ceremonially unclean animal, you may redeem it by paying the priest's assessment of its worth, plus 20%. If you do not redeem it, the priest may sell it to someone else for its assessed value. Verse 28. However, anything specially set apart by the Lord, whether a person, an animal, or an inherited field, must never be sold or redeemed. Anything devoted in this way has been set apart for the Lord as holy. Verse 29. A person specially set apart by the Lord for destruction cannot be redeemed. Such a person must be put to death. Verse 30. A tenth part of the produce of the land, whether grain or fruit, belongs to the Lord and must be set apart to him as holy. Verse 31. If you want to redeem the Lord's tenth of the fruit or grain, you must pay its value plus 20%. Verse 32. The Lord also owns every tenth animal counted off from your herds and flocks.
Yeah, actually, he owns everything, but he's just laying these laws down so that you could have something. Okay, then what else?
They are set apart to him as holy. Verse 33. The tenth animal must not be selected on the basis of whether it is good or bad, and no substitutions will be allowed. If any exchange is in fact made, then both the original animal and the substituted one will be considered holy and cannot be redeemed. Verse 34. These are the commands that the Lord gave to the Israelites through Moses on Mount Sinai.
That was the last chapter of Leviticus, chapter 27, and we'll be getting into Numbers, but right now there'll be some commentary here on the last chapter of Leviticus, chapter 27.
27 verse 1 through 8. We are to know that God puts a special value on everyone that he has redeemed.
That should make people happy, that you may think that you're the least, but still God says there's a value to you. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
27 verse 2 through 33. When a man consecrates himself to the Lord by a vow, the Levitical code deals with dedicatory gifts and offerings consecrated or set aside for the sanctuary.
It's like in the book of Acts when everybody got saved. They sold everything they had and laid it all down to the apostles' feet. They dedicated themselves and their land and their money and everything to the Lord. Amen? Because they were going to be living in a community, and they're no longer going to be living in their own houses or wherever they lived before. And they were no longer going to be doing the things they did before. They all agreed to live together and to distribute the things that everyone donated to the people that had need as they needed it. And that's the way the Lord supports the church. And so it just so happens that there's a certain amount of, when you dedicate your life back to the Lord in those days, that if you were between 20 and 60, you gave 50 shekels. Amen?
Amen.
And so on and so forth. Then what else? You want to dedicate your baby to the Lord? Well, if it's a girl, give $3, or 3 shekels, rather. And if it's a boy, 5 shekels. Amen?
Amen.
And so on and so forth. I explained it through the New Testament so you can understand it better. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
They are considered, quote, most holy, unquote, to the Lord and must be rendered to the service of God. Verse 28. The purpose of these regulations is to prevent foolish or rash commitments and to warn against the temptation to forget or alter vows.
Yeah, some people say, well, I'm going to give you everything, even my clothes and all that, and they don't have anything for themselves. So the Lord gave it out in that way. Now, in the book of Acts, it's a whole different thing because they lived as a community, and there were apostles there that made sure everybody had. Amen?
Amen.
But these people might get irrational and be so zealous that they just give everything they have, and they didn't have anything for themselves then. And so they'd have to come back and say, we're broke and we're hungry, okay? Then what else?
Ecclesiastes 5, 4 through 5. Quote, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools, pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay, unquote.
Right, so when you vow your life to the Lord and then you don't do it, you're considered by the Lord to be a fool. It would have been better that you never had vowed yourself, your life to the Lord and then not let him use you. What a fool. And what else?
This includes commitments regarding persons, verses 2 through 8, animals, verses 9 through 13, houses, verses 14 through 15, lands, verses 16 through 24. The keys to moral purity. Moral impurity is extremely destructive to spiritual life, eternal life, and personal relationships.
Yeah, not purity. Okay, then what?
Sexual unfaithfulness is often an allegory for idolatry or unfaithfulness. In the Old Testament, impurity compromises the integrity of our minds, hearts, and bodies. They were stoned to death and went to hell and the lake of fire. God tells us to flee from it because of its evil power to send our souls to hell and makes it impossible to live a godly life. 27 verse 16a, or requires consecration of things or people to the Lord, either by destroying them or by giving them as an offering. Also in 27 verse 28 through 29. 27 verse 16b, Hebrew, 1 omer is 182 liters. 27 verse 21. The Hebrew term used here refers to the complete consecration of things or people to the Lord, as I said above, either by destroying them or by giving them as an offering. 27 verse 28 and 29. 27 verse 25. Hebrew measure, according to the sanctuary shekel, 20 gerahs to each shekel. Each sanctuary shekel was about 0.4 of an ounce, or 11 grams in weight.
All right, praise the Lord. That was Leviticus chapter 27, and we'll be coming into the introduction of the book of Numbers this evening, Lord willing. Until then, keep thinking of these things. So you vowed a vow to the Lord. You vowed yourself to him. Don't break that vow, because it'd be better that you'd never been born. It's better not to vow to the Lord than to vow and then not keep the vow. The Lord calls a person that does such a thing as that a fool. Meditate in the Word. That means think about the Word all day. And give no place to the devil, but resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. God bless all of you until the introduction to Numbers. Lord bless you and praise the Lord.